Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO on this miserable Monday afternoon in a lot of ways. Number one, of course, the weather. Just, again, not a good day here in Fargo, although I guess we've come to expect that. For many people, the football game yesterday, the Vikings game, perhaps the ugliest football game that Vikings fans have witnessed in, I don't know, probably three or four seasons, at least going back to the Brad Childress era. 35-10, Carolina Panthers defeat the Vikings at the Metrodome, and it was a bad one. And somebody who wrote about that and somebody who's been talking about today is a good friend of this program. His name is Jim Suhan. He is a columnist for the Star Tribune newspaper in Minneapolis and a talk show host on 1500 ESPN out of the Twin Cities. Jim, I asked you a second ago off the air, have your eyes stopped bleeding yet after watching the debacle at the Metrodome yesterday? That was awful, terrible.
That was their worst performance in about 3 years. The last time they played that poorly at home, they lost to the Packers in November 2010, and it got Brad Childress fired. This was, you know, the only difference here was, actually the difference here was that at least then they lost to a really good team. The Packers that year were really good, and they were built to pick on a team like the Vikings that didn't cover people very well. This was just a mediocre Carolina team that didn't do anything very special. This was a complete failure from every aspect of the Vikings organization. Every bad decision they've made came back to haunt them yesterday.
How can this happen? And that's the question everybody's asking. I'm sure Leslie Frazier's asking himself that today, as are Spielman and the Wilfs and everybody else. But you're coming off a bye week. You have a couple of weeks off. You think you'll be able to get things in order. You think you'd at least be able to be competitive. And the Vikings were not competitive, Jim. It was, as you wrote this morning in the Star Tribune, it's time for the organization to look at itself from top to bottom and decide what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, you had Spielman's worst decisions. And listen, I actually think that Spielman is a pretty good general manager. I think he's made mostly good decisions. But every bad decision he's made came up, became very evident yesterday. Letting Winfield go. Second-round pick on Josh Robinson, who might be the worst cornerback in the league. Second-round pick on Chris Cook, who is just not good enough to justify that, and never makes a big play for you. Lack of secondary depth. The quarterback was not the main problem yesterday, but anytime you aren't sure who your quarterback is week to week, you've done something wrong. Leslie Frazier, I think Leslie has a lot of great qualities, but he tends to not have his teams ready coming out of the bye, which is when you really see good coaches go to work and really have their teams ready. I mean, we still remember Denny. Oh, we always win going into the bye, coming out of the bye. I mean, even Denny won all the time coming out of the bye. And I thought the most galling thing yesterday was you saw the Vikings get whipped physically on both fronts. And this is a team that not that long ago prided itself on winning the physical battles. And really, Leslie Frazier's entire philosophy is play like the 85 Bears, beat people physically, wear them down. And it was the opposite yesterday. They got whipped.
Well, and I got tired early on this year of Vikings fans putting all of the blame on Ponder. And I understand that Christian Ponder is not going to be the Pro Bowl quarterback. He's not even going to probably ever quarterback the Vikings again, unless they absolutely, have to put him in there. But the problem from the start has been the Vikings defense, and more so than the quarterback anyway. And that yesterday, I think, really came true. The Vikings couldn't stop the Panthers, Jim. I mean, aside from the penalties, they just couldn't stop them. And that, in the end, when the Vikings play Green Bay and they play Aaron Rodgers, they could hang 50 on him. This is an awful defense.
Yes, and listen, the quarterback problem is always going to be the focal point. When your quarterback position is a problem, we're always going to focus on that because, we see bad teams. I mean, I don't think the Patriots have a very good roster, and they're 5-1. I mean, there's no reason for that other than coaching and quarterback. You see around the league. I mean, we've seen Peyton Manning win games with Indianapolis Colts teams that look like college teams, other than his quarterback. And so you're always going to focus on the quarterback because it's so important. But you're right. Yesterday was probably the clearest example that the problems run very deep. And some of the problems are almost inevitable. I mean, Jared Allen's gotten older. Kevin Williams has gotten older. Antoine Winfield got to a point in his career where they didn't think he was worth $7 million anymore. Some of it is is just age. But that's where it comes down to Spielman to replace that age, and that's where it comes down to Frazier to find ways around that. I mean, that's what good organizations do. They find a way to obscure their flaws and heighten their strengths. And the problem with this team is their strengths aren't their strengths anymore. Just the offensive line.
Yep.
I mean, the offensive line was exceptional last year, I thought. And the offensive line has gotten physically whipped this year. I don't know why. I really don't, but it's a problem. The defensive line, I just think, has gotten old. I mean, when you have so much money invested in Jared Allen and Kevin Williams and they aren't making plays, that's going to kill you. And my theory going into the season, and this is a dumb theory I know now, was that the back seven would be fine if the front four did its job. Well, the front four hasn't done its job, and the back seven isn't fine. They're hurting at linebacker, they're hurting at cornerback. Really, everything they've done in the last year has just not worked out.
Jim Suhan, Star Tribune columnist and talk show host on 1500 ESPN, our guest this afternoon on KFGO. So now the question becomes, with the easy part of the Vikings schedule now gone, they've played the Steelers, they've played the Browns, they've played the Panthers. You look at the rest of the schedule, Jim, for the next the rest of the season, and I don't see how many times they're going to win a football game. And so how bad could this get? Is this going to be a 3-13 season? Is this going to be a 4-12 season? Is this going to be a 2-14 season? And if things keep getting worse and worse and worse, then what do they do? Do they start? Can they trade away whatever assets they have? Can they trade Jared Allen? Can they trade Adrian Peterson? And is Leslie? I mean, big questions beyond just trying to make the playoffs or win the games now for this franchise.
Right, and I subscribe to the management theory that I've always heard from Andy McPhail, Terry Ryan, other people, which is you don't want to be 8-8. You don't want to be 7-9. It just doesn't do you a whole lot of good. I subscribe to the theory that you either want to be good, you either want to be winning or rebuilding. You don't want to be stuck in the netherworld where you're not drafting high and you're not winning anything. So I would actually say at this point, the two best things that could come out of this, the three best things that come out of this season would be, number one, Josh Freeman plays well, and you have your quarterback for the next 5 years, and you sign him long-term. Number two, you lose enough games that you have high draft choices so you can restock. And in general, Spielman has done pretty well in the draft. The draft picks this year haven't really panned out yet, but I think they're all talented guys. I think they'll eventually be pretty good. You're never that far away from being good again in the NFL. And number three, I do think you probably get to a point where if somebody wants Jared Allen or somebody wants Kevin Williams or somebody wants, I don't know how many, marketable older players they really have, but you trade them. You trade them and you restock. I think the best case scenario for this team now is they go about 3-13, but Freeman gives them some hope and they end up with high draft choice.
Can you commit right now to Freeman being the quarterback for the future? Because that would at least eliminate one question mark off the table. That I know you said the best case scenario is he plays well. Can you just commit to him for the rest of this season and say, you know what, we're going to sign you to a long-term contract, you're our guy? Or is he too big of a risk to do that?
He's got to prove it. Everything is there for him to win this job, but he's got to play well. I mean, you've got to see enough of him the rest of this year that you say, okay, yeah, Shiano was an idiot. There's a reason things went south in Tampa Bay. The kid can play. He's the good season he had in the NFL can be replicated, and he fits what they're really hoping here is that he fits the offense perfectly, because Ponder could not get the ball downfield. Castle, even when he played well, did not throw the ball well downfield. And if you're going to have Adrian Peterson and defense is stacked up to stop Adrian Peterson, what you really want is a guy who can take advantage of that by throwing the ball over the top, and that's Freeman's strength. So he's got to prove it. He's got to show you something. But if he does show you something, yeah, you sign him long-term, and then you go fix all your other problems.
I made a smart aleck tweet yesterday during the game, and I wrote
– you?
I did, actually, as a matter of fact. I've been known to do that once every couple of weeks. I tweeted, where do I sign up to buy a personal seat license for the new stadium?
That one, actually.
And, yes, thank you for that. And it was in jest, of course, but it's also a serious question. I know plenty of Viking season ticket holders here in the Red River Valley, Jim, and with the seat licenses and with the state of this franchise right now, they're telling me there is no way I'm paying for a personal seat license for this train wreck that is the Vikings franchise. So I know you're never that far away in the NFL from being a legitimate franchise again, but how badly is this season going to hurt them when it comes to the new stadium, not only from a public relations standpoint, but from a financial standpoint? I don't see a lot of people doling out $2,500 average per seat for a franchise that they don't believe in.
I agree with you, and I never tell fans how to spend their money. I wouldn't buy season tickets for the Vikings. I just don't like putting, that's not where I like putting my money. But if you are really a Viking fan, I just don't think you should overreact to this. I mean, they went, look at Vikings history, but especially like the last 15 years. I mean, NFC Championship game, fall completely apart. Playoffs, fall apart. Almost go to the Super Bowl, fall apart. Have a surprise. And then last year, 3-13, then 10-6, and going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then now maybe 3-13 again. I mean, I just take the longer view on this stuff. I don't like personal seat licenses. I'm not defending their willingness to charge people for those. I wouldn't pay for those. But if you want to, I mean, if you're a Viking fan and that's what you enjoy doing, I wouldn't be put off too much by a bad season. These things happen.
Well, no, and that's true. But the other thing I'm hearing, and maybe you are too, is that it's just getting, aside from the personal seat licenses, the stadium's going to be more expensive. Everything the stadium's going to be more expensive. And people, I think, long-term are questioning, okay, I can sit in my living room. I can sit in my garage that I spent $10,000 to turn into a man cave, and I can watch the games on my 75-inch flat-screen TV with my friends and buy a 12-pack of Grain Belt Premium for $8, as opposed to driving down to the Twin Cities and watching the Vikings either go 3-13 or 10-6. And I think there's a question long-term viability of people buying season tickets from at least out of the Twin Cities area.
And I think that is actually an intelligent way to look at this. I would rather watch the games when I don't have to cover one. I'd rather watch the game in my living room on my big screen and be able to flip it to Walking Dead if I don't like the game.
But what's the difference between Walking Dead and the Vikings?
I know I've set you up. Yeah, there, once again, I'm never going to be a show for the Vikings or any team until you should go buy tickets or support the billionaire or whatever. I mean, I don't care whether you buy tickets or not.
Yeah, it's not your job.
All I'm saying is that I wouldn't let a bad season dissuade you if that's your thing. But it is going to be more expensive. And the NFL at large is really worried about this. They know that their in-game experience ain't great. They know that people, you go to a game, you pay outrageous parking fees, sometimes outrageous ticket prices. You have to battle crowds. You might end up sitting right next to a drunk who vomits on you. You might see a performance that embarrasses you like yesterday's. I mean, there's a lot to be said for not going to the game, and the NFL knows that. And I think they're going to try to upgrade the experience, but the problem is they ain't going to lower the prices.
Right.
So, I wouldn't pay those prices, but if it's your thing, and for a lot of Viking fans, it kind of is.
That's their vacation. That's their what they do. That's what they live for.
Their social life revolves around. That's your gig, I wouldn't let one bad season dissuade you from still doing that.
I got you. Jim, thank you. I'm up against a break. Appreciate it as always. Great to talk to you, and keep up the great work at StarTribune.com and 1500 ESPN. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Jim Suhan out of the Twin Cities always has something incredibly interesting to say about the Vikings, and I think that he did not fail us again this time. I'm way behind on my break. Need to take one here. You are listening, my friends, to the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO.